going to talk about how you represent things with bits. And by things, I mean primarily today we'll talk about text and documents, but it really is how you represent sounds and pictures and how all of this information makes it inside of a computer. We'll talk about how you represent anything, how you represent text, how you represent documents, and then if we have some time, and because we have a couple of other interesting topics, we'll talk about pictures and sounds. We'll also talk about why representation matters. You know, why it makes any difference to the people outside of the inside of the computer, how a computer knows one thing from another and how it represents things. And of course, the answer is because representation has to do with power and money. And you might not think about this, but hopefully you'll have this idea after we have this conversation. So this should be maybe a little bit more boring than the stuff we did last week, but we'll do our best. First of all, there are only two binary digits or bits. There's 0 and 1. There's no 2. There's no 3. There's just 0 and 1. And there are reasons in how physics works and how much power it takes to transmit things, that why we use just two things and not three or four. But we do. You know, it's kind of like up and down. It's like quantum mechanics. But we do. It's just 0 and 1. And everything else is just stringing together a sequence of zeros and ones into a string of bits. So if you say, well, how do we represent a picture of Harry Lewis? Well, that's just a great big string of zeros and ones. And how do we put together the YouTube video of Tina Fey playing Sarah Palin? It's just a lot of zeros and ones. And there's a tremendous beauty to that. Actually, inside the computer, it can't tell the difference between the text of Blown to Bits, Dante's Inferno, and Tina Fey playing Sarah Palin. They're just zeros and ones. The other concept that I think is really important is that digital representations are approximations. They're not the real thing, and they always leave out a lot. So when you represent something digitally, you don't get the whole thing. You get however much of it you tend to represent using ones and zeros. Now, I'm going to guess that concept is a little bit bizarre. Is that fair? Does that seem not intuitive or completely intuitive to everybody? So I'll give you, if I remember to do this, I'll give you the example in a second. Let's try representing some things. So if we wanted to just assign numeric codes to Harry, Ken, Tyler, Sue, and Shing, what codes might you assign? What numbers would you assign to these?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Excellent. There we go. Okay. But now if you only had the numbers 0 and 1, uh-huh, what would you do? Well, you would go 0 for Harry because he's, you know, first. Then I would get 1, and Tyler is basically out of luck because we used up our 0 and 1, and we don't have any more bits. So with one bit, we can only represent how many things?
Two.
That's it. We have a 0, and we have a 1, and Harry is 0, and Ken is 1, and Tyler is out of luck. All right, so I guess we have to use 2 bits. So if you do 2 bits, we have 0, 0. Notice this is just 0, 1, 0, 1, and I put 0, 0, and then 1, 1. So we have 0, 1, 1, 0, 1, 1. So now we can do Harry, Ken, Tyler, and Sue, but poor old Shing is out of luck. Right? So with 2 bits, I can represent how many things?
Four.
Don't all answer at once. Four things. How many things with 3 bits?
Eight.
How many things with 4 bits?
16.
How many things with 10 bits?
32.
10 bits. 10 bits.
1, 0, 2, 4.
So with 3 bits, you know, I did 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1, then I did 0, 0, 1, 1, 0, 0, 1, 1, then 0, 0, 0, 0, 1, 1, 1, 1, 3 bits, 8. So basically, this is just example number however many of something that grows exponentially. Every bit doubles the number, 1 bit, 2 things, 2 bits, 4 things, 3 bits, 8 things, n bits, 2 to the nth thing. 10 bits, 1,024, right? If I get 1,000 things with 10 bits, how many things do I get with 20 bits? Right? Somebody who hasn't said something yet. Okay? Or somebody in the back. How many? If 1,000 things with 10 bits, how many things with 20 bits?
1,000,000.
Exactly. So 1,000 times 1,000. Some people, their first reaction is, oh, if I get 1,000 things with 10 bits, I must get 2,000 things with 20. But it doubles with every bit. So 1,000 things with 10 bits, 1,000,000 things with 20 bits. Right? And we see the implications of that all over the place. This is like the bicycle lock problem. It's like When you have encryption keys, every time you add one more bit, you double the number of keys, you double the time to crack the code. So that's the way binary digits work. One more bit doubles the number of things. So if I want to represent something and I say, gee, I have to give a unique ID number to every student at Harvard. There are 30,000 students at Harvard. How many bits do I need? Right? So I'd say, 2 to the what is bigger than 30,000? Right? Well, 15, you know, it's 32,000. I only need a 15-bit number. I say, well, people come and go. Maybe I need twice that. Okay, 16 bits. Well, I really have to plan for the future, right? And then when you see things with very long codes, you wonder. Harvard has this accounting system, Project Adapt. So every account has a 33-digit number or something like this. Do you know the number?
Yeah, 33.
33 digits. That's enough bits, you know, to uniquely identify
33 digits,
not 33 bits, 33 digits, decimal digits, 10 to the 33rd, that's more than there are molecules of water in the oceans. So you could identify lots of things that way. Okay, so here's another question. So that's how many things it takes to represent, you know, like me and Harry and Hal. How many bits does it take to represent the, I should have said, glorious 2007 Red Sox season, right? Well, this goes back to the whole point of I have to leave stuff out. I mean, I can't represent everything about the season. So the answer is, well, you know, I could do 162 games. I think that's what it is, you know, at least up until the playoffs. I only need 162 bits. I'll know exactly what their record was, 96 and 66. But maybe that's, like, maybe you want more information. You know, for some uses, that's perfectly adequate. That's all the information you need. But maybe I want to add 4 bits a game so I know, like, who played. Right? I mean, how many teams in the American League? I don't know. You would know this.
They play both interleague games too, though.
Oh my God. Okay. Well, maybe I need 5 bits. So, you know, so I would have 4 bits. I would have, instead of 1 bit per game, I would have 6 bits per game. But what happens if you say, well, that's not enough. You know, just knowing what, you know, what, who they played and who they beat, maybe I need to have the inning by inning results. So that's more bits. You know, maybe that's like 20 bits per inning. It's still not a lot of bits. I could, you know, fit all of this in, like, no space. Maybe I need all the at-bat results. You know, this is just more bits. So when I'm trying to represent the Red Sox season, I can keep going and going and going to getting more and more information. And if you were to ever look to see how much information the Red Sox have on their season, and they're more detailed than that. I mean, they know it on every pitch, pitch by every, you know, every pitcher in every game against every batter with incredible, incredible, incredible results. And, whoops. Let's just see if I can bring this up. And here's a different view of it. This is the Wikipedia version of representing the Red Sox season. Right? And you can look and see how many bits that was. So every one of these things is an approximation. Right? When we represent something digitally, we don't represent the whole thing. We represent the parts of it we want. If we do it in video, you know, that's great. You know, you could have a digital representation that's a video of every single inning of every single game. And I can absolutely tell you, if you haven't done it, it's not like being at Fenway Park. I mean, it doesn't smell like Fenway Park. You know, you can have beer for $8 or whatever. You know, the things that make Fenway Park, Fenway Park.